What?
Oh no, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. I'm okay. Darling, I promise you that I'm all right. Just ignore me. I'm being silly. And, yeah. Nothing to worry about. Just, I mean, it's a party, right? We don't need to think about that right now. So, it's a party. We should be having a good time. I mean, look. Everyone's dancing and talking, flirting. The hall looks amazing. Which is a bit of a miracle because this morning it looked absolutely atrocious. Margaret worked her magic. With all the rationing going on, didn't think she'd be able to pull it off, but she did. And, you know, you're here, there's music, we should dance. And, I'm being silly. I'm being ridiculous. I'm being a sad sack. Let's not dwell. Let's just enjoy. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be like this tonight. I didn't want to ruin your night. I wanted you to ship off with happy memories and a smile. It's just, you're shipping off. It's actually happening. I somehow convinced myself that it wasn't real. That it was just, I don't know. When you got the letter, when you got your uniform. I do like how you look in uniform, but you're going off to war, and I'm sorry. I didn't want to do this. I just can't stop thinking about it. It's just, it's miserable here. It is just the worst. I mean, we carry on because that's what we do, but it's not easy. I mean, we don't have much of anything. That's an understatement. The rationing is so hard to deal with. I mean, it's everything. Clothing, cosmetics. But that's okay. Because, you know, we have to do what we have to do. It's the war effort. It's just a small sacrifice. But it's everything. I mean, life just seems so joyless sometimes. I try not to think about it. I try to be happy. To carry on, but it's difficult. And now you're going. Now you've been called up, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm I know this is so petty. This is selfish. I am so selfish. I mean, the country's at war. Everyone is making sacrifices. Everyone is suffering, and yet here I am moaning and complaining, and I just... The only thing that's made it bearable is you. And I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I don't want to make this harder than it is, because I know that this isn't easy. I know that this isn't... Going off to war, going to face what you're going to face, I don't even have the words. I'm just going to miss you so much, and I'm scared. Oh, you say that, but you can't say that I have nothing to worry about. Darling, Margaret got a letter, and it wasn't good news. It was full of the usual propaganda and fudged details, because God forbid we know anything, but in between the lines, it's Abbott's gone missing. And Margaret knows what that means, and I think she's just distracting herself. She doesn't want to think about it, but I can't stop thinking about it. What if I lose you? I'm not being ridiculous. This is war. This is... I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I don't know how I'm going to cope. I know you're going to write me, I know. But that's what everyone says before they go. And I am so sorry. I didn't want to do this. You're right. You are absolutely right. I'm being ridiculous. Everything will be fine. And you do look so lovely in your uniform. You're so sweet to me, you know. So sweet. You know, when we first started walking out, my mother did not like you at all. Said you were far too charming, far too good looking. She loves you now, though. I think she likes you more than she likes me. Well, that's understandable. You are amazing, and I'm lucky to have you. And I kind of feel like I'm losing you a bit. I'm not losing you, just misplacing you, really. Tell me you'll come home. Tell me you'll come home to me. Tell me that no matter what, no matter what happens, you're going to come home. Because if you say it, I'll believe it. I'm still going to worry. I'm still going to miss you. Oh, I'm going to miss you like Billy. Oh, I am going to. I am going to be an absolute horror to live with. But if you tell me that you're going to come home, I'm going to believe you. This is just temporary. This is just another thing to overcome, another thing to survive. This is just awful. Oh no, I am not ruining my makeup. This took an age to do. I love you. I love you so much. And I am going to miss you so much. So much. In fact, I think I already do. But you're coming home. You are coming home to me. So all I have to do is wait. And that's going to be awful. But everything about this war is awful. But in the end, well, when? In the end, you'll come home and we'll be together. It won't be easy, because nothing about this war is easy, but I'm going to miss you. Let's stop talking. Let's just stop. I didn't want to do this tonight, so we're not doing this. This is, you're coming home. I don't need to, let's dance. There's music, there is punch. Don't drink the punch. But you know, let's have a good time. Let's dance and have a good night. And then in the morning, I'll kiss you goodbye and I can be mopey and miserable and I can, but not right now, because there's music, there is you, and you look so charming in your uniform. Have I told you how much I like you in that uniform? Oh, I've mentioned it. Well, I'll mention it again. It really suits you. You look very dashing. So, may I have this dance? Let's make it a night to remember.